This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Diana and Tony from Biketoberfest, a very exciting event. A little bit of background where the legs of it kind of grew, where it started, the building blocks of it. How long has this been in the works?
A few years ago, I was working with John Papalea from the Chamber of Commerce, and we were going to do something here in Warren at Betts Park, and everything kind of fell through because of COVID. And ever since then, I've been wanting to put on something for charity, you know, to do with bikes, bands, barbecue, something. And finally, this year, we started talking late December about possibly doing something. If we found a right venue, had everything in the right place, and we started discussing it, started putting feelers out there, and everything kind of just took off. And, you know, we found the place, we found the bands, we found other people wanting to help. What was your thoughts about it?
So, yeah, I think this has been your brainchild. You worked with Bob Price. He wasn't able to be with us here today, but you guys thought of it. We executed on it. It's just really to help the community is what it's really boils down to, because a lot of times the smaller communities get forgotten about when the larger donations come in for the larger things, events, whatever it may be. So.
And what type of nonprofits does it help benefit? I know there's a decent amount of them, but what are the main ones that it does benefit?
So the main ones are out towards, in Potter County, out towards Cowdersport. It's a place called the Leak Preserve where disabled veterans can go, stay, eat, have hunting, or they can hunt and all that for no charge. And being a veteran myself, kind of hit home, so that was a no-brainer to give them some help. And then working back, we plan on giving money to the Kane Community Center, who's been an awesome asset with us getting this going. It's kind of like an after-school program, but I don't want to call it an after-school program. It's a place where kids can go even during the weekends. It's just all around a good place. And then in Forest and Warren counties, we're looking to donate to as many food banks as possible. I'd love to hit them all. And something that just popped up is CASA, the Children's Advocate in Warren Forest counties. That's another one we're going to donate to.
And this is an event, yes, it says Biketober, but you don't have to have a bike or be associated with bikes to attend. It's open for anybody. In what ways do people that might not have a bike but, you know, can still be entertained, and what other events are there around this Biketoberfest?
So the number one thing we said, even though we're calling it a Biketoberfest, because everybody thinks, oh, Biketober, there's going to be bikers and bunch of alcohol and all that. It's the number one thing we said we don't want this to be is a drunk fest. We don't want that. We want people to be able to bring their families, spend a day, have fun, have different kind of food. But there is a ride in the morning. There's going to be a ride in the morning. There's a ton of vendors. Right now we're over 30 vendors. There'll be a Chinese auction. We're raffling off an AR, which is one of our fundraisers, and we still have tickets if you're looking for a chance to win that, or for some reason you don't want it or can't get it, you have a choice of $700 cash. Other things we're doing, there's going to be a cornhole tournament, a putt-putt tournament. I can't think of everything. Food trucks, we have food trucks. We have Underdog Barbecue coming from Erie. We also have
La Bella Vita.
They do the brick oven pizzas.
And subs.
We have Fowler's coming with their taffy and lemonade and cotton candy.
Let's see what other one we have. MJ Smashers.
MJ Smashers. They make They make drink, not alcoholic drinks, but they just make like, it's something a little bit different. They put like lemonade, tea, or you could say I want these flavors mixed together. It's odd stuff, but pretty good. Fireworks, we got a heck of a fireworks show. A friend of mine from Boonville, they're doing the fireworks, and he was talking about it today. There's going to be several fireballs. It's just going to be an awesome show, from what he said. They go all over. They're really good.
So before we get into more of the day part, let's go a little bit into that ride. Where is this ride going to take place? If anybody's interested in participating, how can they do so? Go a little bit more into that.
So if you're gonna ride the event, you come in, you'll get a wristband. That's going to pay your admission into the event. The ride's going to go from the Kane Drive-In. We'll come into Warren to the Eagles. The back way up Hemlock to the Kinzu Dam. We're going to ride over the dam, back out on the 59, ride down to Taxin. And after Taxin, we're going to go to the Kinzu Bridge. And I believe less than a month after we're there, they're going to close down for quite some time. But after the Kinzu Bridge, we'll come back out in Mount Jewett and work our way back to the drive-in. Once you get back, you'll get a meal ticket. You'll be able to go over to the Underdog Barbecue and get your meal. You'll get a meal, a drink.
What time's registration?
Registration is from 8 to 11, or 8 to 10, right? Kickstands up, I know, is at 11.
So probably till 10:30.
So probably, yeah, 8 to 10:30. We have a couple gifts to give you if you're on the ride. I'll kind of keep that a secret. You'll see when you get it. It's not a poker run or a dice run. It's just, you know, you got to pay to ride on it, which is just helping us out with the charities.
It's a very pretty ride. I've been up in that direction.
That's what we're thinking.
That's a pretty ride.
This time of year, and hopefully it's going to be 80 degrees and beautiful.
Really fighting Mother Nature this time of year. But it's an amazing event. I mean, there's, you already listed a ton of things going on, but some of the bands that will be playing there, go into them a little bit more about them. I mean, they'll put on a great show. You already mentioned the great show coming with fireworks, but you got to remember there are bands involved.
Yes. So bands are going to kick off at 4:00 with the Anxiety Effect. They're rock. All the bands there are rock and roll. We didn't really reach out to too many country bands this year, but hopefully if this is a successful event, you know, next year is going to be even bigger, and, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get a real band, a real rock band, or
a real
country
band, really.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, you know what I... But the Anxiety Effect will start things off at 4:00. Animals in a Cage are to follow. They're a young band, really, really well known out in the Kane area. After that, I believe it's Turbo. After Turbo, it is Vinnie and the Mudflaps. After Vinnie and the Mudflaps, Warren's Afraid of Human is going to play. And then round out the night, Darkwater Duo and Company will be playing.
It's going to be, I mean, that's a fun list there. And also, I do understand you guys are giving away tickets. I mean, how you guys want to go about that? And I know you guys are very excited for this event and want to give somebody the experience for it.
We do. We have 4 passes available. So the first few folks that make a note on our Facebook page saying that they heard us here, reach out to us, and we will get you a 2-pack of tickets. So 2 folks will get 2 packs of tickets.
I mean, for this event, I mean, this is a whole day. I mean, this is a day out with your family. You mentioned how that you want to make this a family event. Especially with the type of nonprofits you're going for. A little bit more into the, you know, what else made a family event. You mentioned that, you know, it's just going to be bands and music and food and just being a community together, raising money for these nonprofits. What other things can families look out for this event?
Well, we are going to have a variety of vendors, anything from, what's our list here? It keeps growing day by day. So we've got the Highway Safety Network coming in to talk about safe driving. We've got the Community Blood Bank coming in. We've got Sue and Don's Jerky. We've got A-Bake going to be there talking about all the good things that they do. Vinyl Mayhem, Bell and Deedle. So we're going to have a little bit of everything. We're going to have some vendors, some nonprofits. We'll have a few folks selling all kinds of really cool stuff. So if you're wanting to get your Christmas shopping done early, now would be the time.
I mean, it's perfect timing, too. You're right before that Christmas swing into things. I mean, right before the weather really changes. And what was the thought behind going to a drive-in? I mean, that's a pretty unique place to do. Is it the space? Is it what was the thought process on that?
Now, the space is number one. It's a good place. It's wide open. One of the things they're going to do is they're going to have, as the bands play, there'll be people there that are going to, I don't want to say it.
Live stream it.
They're going to live stream it on the big screen at the same time, which would be kind of neat. We do have alcohol. Straub is one of our sponsors. And in order for Straub to do it, there can't be any other alcohol on site. They're going to be the ones serving. They're going to, so if somebody looks intoxicated, they're not going to serve them. But in order
so
for...
So truly a family event, like you're going to make sure that everything's in check.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was good because it's fenced in and there's one way in, one way out. And we ask people not to bring coolers or try to bring in any other kind of alcohol. We do have a VIP tent. Trying to think what else. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
There's so much to do. I don't blame you for drawing a blank. I mean, this event, for being the first annual, very impressive. And looking at the way that everything's kind of breaking now, that it should continue in the future. And what do you hope to get out of this event? I mean, obviously benefit the charities, but truly, what do you get? Hopefully, to get out, maybe the experience, or what other things besides benefiting charities?
I just want to make sure. I know. Everybody tells me it's not going to be perfect your first year. There's going to be some hiccups or whatnot, and I hope not. But I hope everybody enjoys their time. I hope it's safe for everybody, and I hope people say, you know, are you going to do this again next year? You know, we're going to look forward to doing it. But maybe not wait so late in the year and do it. Maybe try to do it end of August, September.
I mean, it's truly in October. Biketoberfest. Right. I mean, if it is in the middle of October, but I understand that with the weather and everything, but it's going to be an all-day event. So give us the start time, everything people need to know, location, and where they can get tickets and everything.
So it's going to be at the Kane Drive-In October 12th, and registration for the motorcycles start at 8 a.m. Walk-ins for the event itself is at noon. Mm-hmm. It's $5 to get in, and children 12 or under are free. Like I said, we have a VIP tent. If you want to go into the VIP tent, it is $25. All that is it's going to be a tent with certain different kind of drinks than beer, and you're going to sit closer up by the stage. You'll have your own port-a-john, kind of in your little own atmosphere, I guess. And it's going to go till the fireworks end, which could be midnight.
But
so 11 o'clock is when the fireworks are supposed to start, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll see how long the fireworks show lasts. I mean, you were talking a high game on it, so
I'm telling you.
People should be impressed with that. But where can they find you? Obviously, your Facebook page, direct people towards that. Any, contact?
They can reach out to us at biketoberfest.kane.pa@gmail.com. They can buy tickets at the door. And if they have any questions, they can reach Tony at 814-384-9677.
Anything else you want to publicize before we do kind of a final wrap-up? Anything? The floor is yours.
If anybody looks to want to volunteer for something like this, reach out to us too, because you can never have too many volunteers.
Also accepting sponsors, vendors. We'll squeeze a few in at the last minute. It's a great cause for a great community. Come out and celebrate all the wonderful things about the King community.
And lastly, once again, how can people win the 2-pack of tickets?
Just drop a note on our Facebook page saying you heard us here. The first 2 people that do get a pair of tickets.
All right, awesome. Well, it was a pleasure. Tony, Diane, good luck. I really hope this thing goes off really well for your first one. This looks like an amazing event, and really could set yourself up for a very amazing events in the future. And hopefully we'll have you back on for the second angle.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.